Hey, this is JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 110, physically coming alongside your athletes. This is a re-recording of episode 70, where the audio has kind of screwed up for some reason or another. But so one of my favorite shows is Curb Your Enthusiasm. And in the last season, they had an episode where the writer of the Broadway show Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he was on the show and he was playing himself and along with the main character, Larry David, who plays himself. Larry David's the writer of Seinfeld, you know, one of my favorite comedians. But anyways, in this episode, Larry and Lin-Manuel are working on a show together, a Broadway show together that Larry has written. And so Lin-Manuel is helping him to produce it. And they're having these meetings. And in these meetings, Lin-Manuel is sitting behind his desk in this big chair, and Larry's out in front of them, in front of him with his agent in these small little chairs. And when they go into these meetings, Larry ends up agreeing to a lot of changes in the scripts that he had no intention of agreeing to. And, you know, after one of the meetings, he comes out and Larry and his agent, are, you know, Larry's agent's like, "Man, what the heck? Why did you agree to all these changes?" And Larry kind of sits there and thinks and realizes it's the power of the chair is what he calls. He calls it the power of the chair. And because Lin-Manuel was in this big chair behind the desk, he felt he had this authority. He couldn't argue with him. So the rest of the episode is Larry trying to fight and wrestle for that chair because he feels like if he can get into that chair first, that he'll have the power and the control in the meeting. And so why am I sharing this silly story? It's because I think Larry David is pointing out something very important. Physical proximity in our conversations. Where are people sitting? Where are people standing? These things matter. These little things really do matter. And the effect that it can have on a conversation and a relationship is really significant. And I think if we want to feel important, if we want to feel special, if we want to feel in charge, then have our players sit down and we can stand at the front of the room and talk. Or in our one-on-one meetings, we can sit behind a desk in our big chair and have them out sitting there and a little chair in front of us. But if we want to connect, if we want to encourage safety, then, you know, if we want to have people where the place where people feel safe to speak up, then we need to start forming circles with our team where we are a part of the circle, not in the middle of the circle. We need to start sitting down when talking with our team rather than standing up and looming over them. And when it comes to our one-on-one conversations, instead of sitting behind our desk or sitting across from them, pull up a chair right next to them, right? And start to engage in that way. Literally and physically coming alongside of them so that we can figuratively come alongside them in their journey. You want to build a relationship where we can walk with them during their struggles. So physically come alongside your athletes. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share with some other coaches out there.